UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Stream us anywhere in the world on the ESPN Louisville app. Tune in or ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Hey, what's asked Lou Carnesecca, the former St. John's coach and Hall of Famer, about, you know, about coaching, and as he was getting older, he coached, I believe, into his 70s. He said, well, that's true. He said, but I feel good. More importantly, every year when I come to practice, I have a new group of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, so... You know, I may be getting older, but I don't feel older because every year I'm surrounded by very young people. I think that there are some things that happen that keep us young, or keep us young in spirit and young in heart, if you want to call it that. And that's maybe one of the reasons why I love sports so much. You know, Jerry Seinfeld correctly pokes fun at it, saying we root for, you know, laundry. Because you get a guy, I love the guy, oh, he's the best, we love you, you're my hero. Then he, in the offseason, he goes to a different team, he comes back, you're a bum, you stink, you're terrible. He says, so what are we doing? We're rooting for laundry. But you know, the continuity of the whole thing is what keeps, like Lou Carnesecca, keeps us young. There's another group of players, young players that play in the jersey we root for. So there's some element of it to that. But then there are those rare moments and rare people that just take it to a different level. And I think Lamar Jackson is one of those guys, probably because he's from here, although I think if he were, you know, if he weren't from here, I still would have as much respect for what he's doing. But knowing he's from here, I feel about him like I did. I mean, not like I've never been. When I was a little kid, I was like all little kids. I mean, I remember going, the Knicks had just won the championship, and they had a Toys R Us grand opening, and they had two of the Knick players come out. And Marv Albert, of all things. Marv was the play-by-play guy. He was there a week before, and he was like in the back of the store, had a little autograph, and I actually talked with him. I don't remember. I asked him some inane question, but it was reasonably intelligent for a 12-year-old. And he answered very nicely, which I appreciated. But then the next week, Willis Reed, who had been the MVP, came, and there were, oh, I don't know, 5,000 people in the parking lot. And he did a question and answer, and it was, you know, I didn't even get to get that close to him. But, yeah, I was, like a lot of kids, you get, I don't want to say the word awestruck, but especially when you're a little kid. I don't know, when you do this for a living, maybe some of that goes away because you get to see some of these people up close and personal, as they used to say on ABC Sports, and some of them are not worthy of being excited about. Some of them are not. I mean, listen, there's a saying on the program all the time. There's good plumbers, bad plumbers, good teachers, bad teachers, good electricians, bad electricians, there's good athletes, bad athletes, in terms of ability to play, and then there are good people in all of those other walks of life and bad people, and same thing in sports. So not all of them are great people because they can run fast or jump high or, you know, throw a ball or whatever, but some of them are, and you enjoy those. So I still get a great kick out of being around people who are great success, you know, great successes, whether it's in sports or anything else. So that, you know, doesn't change, but it's not quite as, you know, as we were when you were a kid. But Lamar is different. It makes me feel like when I'm a little kid. I look forward. When you were a little kid, man, I knew what time the game was on. You know, okay, what time are the Knicks playing this week? What time are the Mets playing? What time are the, you know, what time is that game on? And you were ready. And back before there was all the internet stuff, yes, for you millennials, we would get up and get the paper and look in the morning paper and see the sporting news made a living, basically, out of having the box score of every baseball game that was played. Even if you got it a week later, it didn't matter. You looked in there and what kind of week did Joe Jablonski have? And, oh, look at this. He had this and that. And, wow, fantastic. So, you know, it's a throwback because that's how I feel about this guy. I mean, they're debating on TV, is he the best quarterback in the NFL? I don't know. He's certainly in the discussion, and but he's maybe the most exciting player in the league, and I don't think there's anybody I get more of a charge out of wanting to see play. I mean, my New York teams are not very good this year. My least emotional connection was probably with the two New York football teams, although when I was largely because they've been so inept for a long time. It's been hard to get emotionally connected. You can say that about the Knicks, too, but the Knicks are so ingrained in me. I bring that up only because, right now, I probably root for the Ravens more than anybody. And that would include if the Ravens played the Jets in the Super Bowl, I'd probably root for the Ravens, which is quite a statement. I want Lamar to win a Super Bowl because I think he's great for the game. He's everything I like in an athlete. He's great. He's humble. He likes his teammates. His teammates like him. He's respectful. He respects the game. He's tremendous fun to watch. He has very quietly, and it is quietly, just gone about proving everybody wrong. All these jackwads, these self-proclaimed geniuses who said he can't be a quarterback. He should be. Many of them have stepped up and said, boy, I was wrong. But boy, were they wrong. And he's been terrific. And it is just, it's like being a little kid again. I get that jazzed up about watching him play. And now that I'm older, I can make some money when he wins because I had $12 bet on the Ravens last night. Just actually, there's a reason behind it, which is not worth getting into. I was testing out this new account thing, and I just so that's why. Because you'd ask, why'd you pick such an odd number? Well, there you go. So I was, just, but it was fun. Maybe I was rooting for him anyway. Had even more of a rooting interest, and the guy was something special. Just
helped out your electrons special. Too.
Yes, and the electrons win again on the winning streak for the electrons. The electrons having a year that not quite like Louisville's, but after last year being, you know, denigrated and cracked on and made fun of, and two wins late in the year when nobody really gave a damn because the other guys that I was playing teams that had been long eliminated, but we kept digging. This year playing meaningful games, teams in the playoff run, and we've won again. 5 wins this year. One more, we get bowl eligible. Here it is. Clap your hands. You should play the band version. People like that better. Go to Tom Farmer's Twitter and play it off there. Seriously.
All right, take 5, guys. Take 5.
Yeah,
take
this
five.
Was that was a great job of the, you know, the working one, but Mike Smith sent that, you know, just so it sounded like. Then he sent another version with just the melody line so you could see what the rhythm is to sing the words, which is, I love musicians. They're, I mean, I can't, to be that talented is rather amazing. So, but then they played it at the game Sunday. The Empire Electrons fight song played at Louisville's game. Never prouder. And then last night, the boys got together at the end. Lamar and Engram had both of them. They combined for like 50-some-odd points. And so we won. Of course, I can never get, what is it? How much is it? $10? What do you get if you have the most points for the week?
$20.
I've been the second highest score like 8 times already this year. A couple of them, the second highest was because I played the team that had the highest. I actually lost that week. But they're putting up some points, man. You got Lamar and Mark Engram. You putting up points, man. I mean, we are putting up points. And so 125 to 80-something, the Electrons. America's fantasy team, which means, by the way, you when the Electrons win, you win. It's a 2-for-1 at the official Empire Electron store. You want to take advantage of that. So come on by and pick something out and get something for free. Of course, all the proceeds from the Empire Electron store go right to the Kentuckiana Friends of V in the fight against cancer. So you want to take advantage. We have toques. We got polos. We got pullovers. We got key rings. We have a notebook, which we haven't assembled yet, but we've got a whole bunch of cool stuff in there. So, you know, it's great. Good day. Good day. Here it is. Oh, here it is. That sounds like a fight song. Ends with gold and they're tough for the green.
opponent and capture the cup. Empire Electrons get charged up. Hey, yeah, woo-hoo-hoo! Victory song for the Electrons.
Trying to convince Louisville since they played it and won. You know, obviously keep doing the same thing, so maybe. I think they're going to play it again, though. It's a minute and 44 seconds of life. And the lady behind me was clapping along. Quality.
What if this becomes like a secondary fight
song? I don't
think
it will. But me and the lady behind me thought it was really cool. She was clapping away. So, Lamar, the real deal.
I like how he added the hey.
Yeah, no, it's well, that's how things happen. Like, how in the world? I promise you, without knowing the man at all, when Neil Diamond penned Sweet Caroline, I'm fairly certain he didn't sit with his musicians and say, boys, we are going to be played at the seventh inning at Fenway Park. They would have thought, Neil, what, you're losing your mind? You're still like in your 20s. That's good. I didn't think you did that many drugs. I mean, that's what it is. Who knows why that's turned out that way, but it has. That still is a bizarre song that he's evolved into that. And has that whole thing that they all do the yell.
So good.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Not bizarre to watch Lamar do his thing, though. They are a legitimate Super Bowl threat. Absolutely. For a couple of reasons. One,
26% chance to win the Super Bowl.
What does it say?
26% chance.
Well, that's pretty good. Who's the most? Is still the Patriots or not?
I think it's them right now. Well, because the storyline was Ravens or the field.
It's starting to look pedestrian. A little bit pedestrian. And you know what? And you can say what you want if you want to yell at me. And if the Patriots win, then you can say, oh, blah, 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 because, you know.
Will you say you were wrong or will you say the data changed?
No, I won't say the data changed. But what I'll say is this is a fight of good and evil. Not that the Patriots are evil, although many people think they are, but I hated and continue to hate what I think is a ridiculous statement that offense wins games, but defense wins championships. I contend and still do contend, having coached, that's one of those nonsensical things that a coach brings up to try and get his guys to play defense. You don't have to convince guys to play offense. It was a basketball coach who was determined to get his guys to play defense. And so that's what, fellas, great offense, but, you know, offense wins games, defense wins championships. How do you win championships without winning games, you jackass? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. We're undefeated. We won every game. Amazing, we didn't win the championship. We didn't guard well enough. We just didn't guard well enough. They wouldn't give us the trophy. They said, you score 140 points a game, but you're not guarding anybody. No trophy for you. I was like, but we won. Nope, because you won games, but you didn't win a championship. But we won every game. Doesn't matter. I watched that little guard you had. He didn't guard anybody, so no trophy for you. But, nope, no buts, because offense wins games, defense wins championships. Yeah, defense can win championships. The Bears' defense in the 80s, that offense was not great, but the defense was spectacular. I mean, but then there are other things that the other way around. I mean, the defense has to be good enough, but it's a web. They're all intertwined. It's not one or the other. You can win a championship with an average defense and a great offense, the same way you can win with a great defense and an average offense. You'll have a hard time winning with a great defense and a crappy offense, or a great offense and a crappy defense. You got to be at least adequate, but to think that you can't win unless you got a great defense is patently absurd. It was a thing that a coach made up to get his guys to try and play defense. Coaches have a very loose and not particularly meaningful relationship with the truth. They like to just package things to motivate their team. So that's the way it works. So that's what that's all about. But the fact of the matter is, I will say this, that the administrators of each particular sport often determine how important offense is to winning a championship by the rules. And there's no question the NFL skewed the rules more toward the offense because defenses were, you know, players were getting bigger and stronger and faster, and some of it's for player safety. You weren't allowed to make contact with the receiver more than 5 yards down the field, and they keep just tweaking the rules, and so there is no question that the offense has been skewed in every game. Baseball, you saw the home runs this year. Hockey, it picked up for a while. They got rid of that dreaded left wing lock trap, whatever the hell it was. But now
neutral zone trap.
People are
courtesy of Ken Hitchcock.
People are adjusting to the new game, so the goals are starting to go down again. And the NHL is like, hey, we might have to consider how we're going to make the goals pick up again. The NBA started when they were letting players basically tackle each other when they went down the lane without the ball. And there was 1 year that hit rock bottom where there was only one, maybe two, I can't remember. It was one or two teams in the entire league averaged 100 points a game. Now everybody averages. I think everybody is. There might be one crappy team that's under. But many, they're all over 100. Many are more than significantly over 100. Fans like that. And it is, after all, entertainment. So, but the fact of the matter is you got to play by the rules as they're set up, and offense right now is at a premium. And passing is at a premium, and that was the knock against Lamar, is that he wasn't going to be able to pass it, and he has just laughed in the face of everybody who said that because he's throwing the ball fantastically. And then you couple that with an escape ability. He's hard to bring down in the backfield, so he buys time for himself, but he does more than that. I mean, Brett Favre and guys did that. Nobody runs like this guy. Nobody runs like this guy. Nobody has ever run like this guy at the quarterback position. That's not an exaggeration. Nobody. I mean, well, you know, maybe in the 1940s or something, but, you know, all snarky comments aside, I don't remember those guys. But, I mean, this is a different kind of guy, and that's remarkable to me. And so he is fun to watch. It was fun to see that. You know what else it was fun to see? You may hate the guy. You're free to hate on him. It's America. Your forefathers fought for you to hate. But Carmelo Anthony went for 25 last night, and it was vintage Melo. And you know why I contend that he's a guy worth rooting for is because I watched how his teammates reacted to him going off, and everybody was pleased. When a guy's a jackwad, when a guy is a self-centered egoist, you'll see guys will respect the achievement, tip the hat, shake the hand, but they don't emotionally get involved. A-Rod, well, that guy can really hit. That's remarkable, you know, but he was never one of the guys. Melo's one of the guys, and they were jazzed up last night. They were fired up. I mean, if you're, you know, Jeff Melo should have taken a lesson because Damian Lillard's a star of that team, and he was celebrating as much as anybody. I want to say, Melo, you see, you could have done that with Jeremy Lin, but you didn't. That was bad. That was a bad chapter for Melo. But it's nice to see he still got some game. And
heel turn Melo. Has he turned face? He's turned face.
Too, it's too early. But last night, if it was, you know, it was a TV WWE event, the review of the event would have been Melo made definitely a. What if you go from here? I know you make a heel turn when you go bad. What is it when you go the other
face
way?
Turn. It's face the same turn. Thing. Face
he
turn.
Made a face turn. He definitely made.
If he
it.
Runs he in, was and very gracious, hits a bigger heel with a chair.
Very gracious in his comments. It wasn't. See, I told you guys. He thanked his wife. He said his wife never gave up on him. Probably thinking when that paycheck goes away, we're going to be screwed. But, I mean, she just never gave up on him, kept pushing him, and it was nice to see. It was fun to see that last night. Some good games in the NBA. I also had a four-team NBA parlay, by the way, not for nothing. Just thought that was kind of fun. So had a little entertainment, a little entertainment value. I realize Locke and I may lock horns, no pun intended, more often than some others because scarily – we're more similar in a lot of ways than I'd like to admit. We look at numbers all the time, and he was he didn't say this was not at all remotely nasty. But what's scary is when he said this, which seemingly is as obscure an observation as you could have. I have to confess, the same thing went through my mind. I by the way, let me make a sidebar here. I'm not trying to be magnanimous, but. We were voted the outstanding radio station by the Voice Tribune's Bestie Awards, and our show was I was voted best male radio host. There you go, and it was all voting. So you'd be remiss if you get on and don't thank the people who listen who voted, because I don't think we did that. I don't think we've done that since I've come back. So thank you all for making our station get that award. And yes, I very much appreciate that award because our show is goofy as hell and. It's not the traditional, let's talk about the backup tackle for the Cleveland Browns deal. You know, we're doing all sorts of stuff and way off the map. State your business. State your business. What's he doing? All right, picking up a backpack. Fair enough. Okay, you're approved. It's a very different show. But so to have that happen meant a lot to the big head of producer and I because it meant that at least some people are being entertained by it, which is what we're trying to do.
Okay, seriously, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, but so having said that, so he said, you know, I want to offer congratulations. And then I also announced that, which I was very thrilled. It was a good week last week. I got to sign a contract extension with ESPN. And so a two-year deal. I'm going to continue to be their lead college basketball analyst on the radio, and I'll do the NBA draft, and I'll do the very occasional hosting and even more very occasional TV game, but that's what I'm doing. And I love it. I've loved working for them. I love it, doing basketball. It's fantastic. Okay, so having said that, Rummage sent a congratulations tweet and said, yeah, I heard it was a $90 million contract with endorsements, And I wrote back, well, yeah, if I work 300 years. And then when I wrote that, I was trying to be self-effacing and, you know, poke fun at myself. And then I did the math and realized it's way more than 300 years it would take me to make $90 million. Okay, but I mean, you're not gonna update that. Nobody cares about math in any way to begin with. But, of course, guess who catches that? Lachlan. Lachlan says, after the congratulations, he said basically, how much money is your father making that he could make that in 300 years? And the sad thing is I looked at it and he's right. I mean, I knew it before he even said anything. I was like, damn, if you combine our household income, it's still a lot. It's way more than 300. If it's just me, it's damn near 1,000. It's not quite, but it's I bring that up because then I mean, you start to realize, and I don't resent them a penny. Honest to God, I don't care. It's their lives. I'm grateful for what I have. But I do see sometimes why people lose their mind when they see, like, Garrett Cole. What's he? He's going to make – he'll make, what, $100-something million in the next 3 years probably or something like that, 4 years. I mean, next 4 years. He'll make what would take you and I, if the average lifetime in this country – let's make it 100 years. We don't live to be 100, but it'll make our math a lot easier. It would take us 90 lifetimes to make what he's going to make in the next 3 years in all likelihood. 90 lifetimes. If we didn't spend a penny, if we, me and then you and then your kids and their 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 kids, I'd have to say that until we got to 90 generations. That's how much it would take to make what he's going to make in the next 3 years. So people do sometimes say, yowza. I wish I could have seen Mr. Jablonski in his prime. World-class boxer, outfielder, shooting guard, quarterback, golfer, and two-sport goalie. They just don't make athletes like they used to. Absolutely. Now, Joe is a useful guy that we plug in every situation.
He's a good dude, but he's also a troubled dude. Because sometimes we use, you know, I remember when Joe Jablonski said so-and-so. Like, sometimes he...
Now, the thing that you should know is Joe may serve as part of our inspiration. Because Friday, by the way, the winner of our Friday show... We did.
We're really doing this.
Organic. It just came up. The best songs on days of the week, and it's very unscientific. So we took 8 songs, we put them into 2 14 brackets, and we had 4 playoff against each other, and then the other 4 the same thing, and that was done on Friday. It was a 1 day poll, so it was done on Saturday. I then took the 2 winners, put them up for a 2 day poll, and then I figured I would announce it on yesterday's show, but forgot, of course, and so the winner. When we'll do that as rejoin music in the next break, is Jimmy Buffett's Come Monday. So congratulations to all of you who voted in that. So I decided Friday is going to be poll day. So we will do a poll about very frequently, not always, but very, very frequently non-sports related stuff. And we'll do the same thing. We'll have 8 categories, and it could be we're welcome to suggestions for things. You don't have a radio show, perhaps, and you say, it'd be fun if we could pick the best, I don't know, not candy bars. We've already been down that road. But other things.
I never
things
finished
like
that one. Yeah, I need to go back.
See, that's what I mean. I will finish. Chris Mack will be proud of me because it's about finishing, and I will get the 2 semifinals done on Friday to Saturday and then the championship from Sunday to Monday and then post it on Monday. So there you go. So, but since it's going to be poll day, I think it's only appropriate that we have the Joe Jablonski recognition for outstanding Polish-American athletes. And so we will honor a Polish-American... a Polish-American athlete as well every Friday, or sports figure, which will probably piss
everybody off.
They have
to be Polish?
Polish-American, yeah. Well, it could be true Polish also. Like Mike Krzyzewski comes to mind, which will piss
still
off
think
most
he, I thought he was like Serbian.
Why do you not? He's Polish. I've talked to him about
this 30
times.
I thought he was.
He refers to himself that all the time, because we talk about an Italian kid and a Polish kid from the city. Nick, he's from Chicago. Jim was from New York City. And so they
what playful stereotypes are there?
What kind of Polish stereotypes?
Yeah, bowling.
Why do you want
right?
me to go there? Because, yes, the non-offensive ones would be...
That's what I said, playful.
Bowling,
like the playful ones
bowling,
with Italians. Pasta. Ha, ha, ha. Accordion. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, you know...
Crime. Yeah, all right, that one hurts a little bit.
You know,
but.
Like polka kind of music. You know,
Italians play the accordion too, though, right?
Yes, but they play, tarantellas and other kinds of dances. So, he's good about that. I used to kid him about that all the time. He would ask him where his bowling shirt is, and he would... punch me in the face. No, not really. But so the Joe Jablonski recognition for Polish American sports figure until we run out of people that entertain us, and then maybe we'll do other ethnic groups. I don't know. We'll see. But it is poll day. It'll be poll day. And maybe we'll recognize race car drivers, too.
Oh, that, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
On the poll.
On the poll. So there you go. So that's all in honor of the world-class athlete, Joe.
Not sure we should DeBlonsky. Call this segment on the poll.
Oh, well, given, you know, well, given that's the history got a whole here, different that's... meaning. We could also recognize, I don't know, great porn actresses. I mean, the people, Friday, basically anything goes. So do whatever the hell you want. So
this sponsored?
I could do that. Speaking of which, see, I'm close to getting the show so that we have elements every day, which is good. So like Monday, right now in football, we have all the press conferences, but normally that's a V-Stakes. We'll do a V-Stakes today because we didn't do it yesterday. We have to move.
Ooh, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it next hour because it's
you don't have anything.
No, yeah, but also it's going to get a little log jammy a little later on in the show. So we might have, we have Heather Dinich at 1:30.
Sure we do.
Neil Greenberg at 1:45.
Sure we
and then
do.
Possibly Sully right after that. So why don't we kick off hour two with the V-Stakes?
That'll work. Okay, so we have that. Wednesday is We Want No Wednesday. We Want No Wednesday. We Want No Wednesday.
We need a hotkey that.
We don't have a Thursday necessarily, but Friday will be poll day. So we've got something every day. But Tuesday, people have lamented long and hard. That should somehow wind up in the mixtape, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I didn't say anything.
People have been long and hard. No, that's really what doesn't belong in the mixtape. I didn't say people have been long and hard. They've lamented long and hard. That's a stretch. You really shouldn't have to stretch. It's got to be something that if you take it at face value, it just it appeals to the 12-year-old in you and you giggle embarrassingly that you found that amusing. But having said that, people have been lamenting that the roundtable has gone away on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to bring
folks,
it back.
It ain't coming back in its old form because nobody wants to do it. They've all got their own shows. Everybody's in their own little world. That's what media is like. I'm not begging them all to do it. So we're not
well,
doing that.
What we're going to do.
Here's my idea.
All right, you tell your idea, then I'll tell my idea.
Here's my idea. My idea is we will get people in, and we will try and make it more of an event. We will have people from all over the city. We will send invitations out. Because we will do it the way I've wanted to do it from the start, where through the years my producer hasn't embraced doing it with some sense of organization and an actual sheet.
Oh, we're going to do this now.
I'm going to invite other sportscasters and maybe not even people in sportscasters. We may invite somebody from the Louisville Orchestra. We may invite somebody we just ran into that the guy was buying meat from in the butcher shop, and this guy's got opinions, and we'll bring his ass in. And we'll have a round table, but you got to bring... thoughts. Doesn't mean you got to be controversial and walk in. I'm telling you, they'll never win another game. No, that's we don't need that. That's not how we roll here. So we will, see if we can get some of those people in here and have the meaningful discussion. And if the other hosts want to be part, that's fine. And we will give them something for being part of the show. So
well,
you
was,
better get on your rear end and get off your rear end and get a sponsor so that we can say all guests appearing on the V-Show Roundtable will get a lovely
set of steak
sterling silver spoon from WeAreSpoons.com. Check out for WeAreSpoons.com. You're doing your free base in cocaine. These are the spoons you're going to want to use. So check them out at WeAreSpoons.com.
You'll also get cocaine.
Nope, that's a different brand. So
from Monty.
So I think that would be great. I think that would be fun. So then what a week we'd have. I mean, it would be frightening how many quality features we'd have. I still would like to work a game show in there because I'm my inner game show, but that's more like for the summer. So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But believe me, people say, well, I hear, it's Terry. Hi, Terry. Where's your twin brother? What? Well, tell him too bad. He won't get out of the car. He's so depressed. He wants to know when are we going to discuss the backup offensive lines for the three divisions.
No, there are some Governor's Cup stories. By the way,
but that's
Governor's
the point
Cup
I'm
covers.
Saying. If you listen to that, we got plenty of time to still talk meaningful deportes. So what was your – now, what did you want to do with Rock Roundtable? This should be good. First, we build a hockey rink in the lobby.
Okay. I'm going to let you get all of it out of your system. Just go ahead. Just tell me when you're done. I'll wait until you're done. I'm not going to interrupt. You give me the final. I'm all done.
Yeah, people enjoy that.
See, I'm full of Wing Zone, and there's some leftover sandwiches back there, too.
Where were they from? So, the caboose?
The caboose. Which,
not that old.
No, not at all. It's fantastic.
All right, I'm done. Go ahead. So what's your idea?
Okay, so my idea was, mm-hmm. I did have the sign-up paper. People did sign up. No. Then there were some personnel changes. Got a little difficult around here. My idea was to bring outsiders in from the jump.
Just what I said.
To get like the Kents, you know, Kent Taylor, Kent Sterling, get our friends.
We could have themes.
Fred.
Everybody named Kent.
People
one day.
Have also talked about, you know, what short happened to Tuesdays with Fred. Well, now we can hit two birds with one stone. So I kind of had this idea too, but I kind of like the idea of a random ass person coming in here.
Yeah, but I think they should. I like the theme idea. Like if we had Kent Taylor and Kent Spencer and then some dude named Kent. We got to go find a guy named Kent. We'll ask everybody around. You know somebody? Yeah, my mailman's Kent. Great. Can he get off the run? Sure. Bring his ass.
So it's Battle of the Kents.
No, no battle. I mean, it's not a battle.
We're oh, you just got to market it that
no,
way.
No, it doesn't have to be that way.
It's a all Kent.
I have a big fight.
Which Kent reigns supreme.
I had a big fight with somebody the other day. How stupid that we have to try and market everything as a confrontation. Do you realize how insane the title Cupcake Wars is? Cupcakes and wars do not go together.
That's the whole
point.
It
doesn't make sense. It's like puppy Armageddon. What is that? That doesn't make any sense. Stop it.
It's supposed to. That's the whole point.
Stop.
Cupcake Wars.
Cupcake Wars. What? I mean, Cupcake Wars. All right, here's a different show. You get two baking companies, and they take all the cupcakes that are not good enough to sell because for some reason they screwed them up, and they throw them at the people from the other bakery.
That could be
that
hilarious.
I'd watch.
That would be awesome.
That I'd watch. But if you want to have a bake-off, fine. But call it a bake-off. Don't call it a cupcake war. You know?
But I think they did that on purpose because it's two opposite things.
To annoy
things.
Me?
Yes, that was it.
That's
it. That was it.
Get off my lawn. It's not a get off my lawn. I wish I had a time machine so I'd climb back in it and say, here's 25-year-old Bob. Bob, come on in. What do you think about the show Cupcake Wars? Sucks. Stupid name. Thanks. Okay. Back. Let's go back into the next century. It's unbelievable. Every time you take something that
hey,
you
wait.
Just,
do I have any kids? Yeah, one's good. The other one sucks. Thanks, future Bob.
Why do you feed into that? That is so unfair to me.
I didn't say which one was good and which one was bad. That's where you come in, sir. And that's where my therapist just kicks back and goes, that 401k is right on schedule.
It is on brand. Boy, you got excited when you saw that 300 years thing. You must have done the math, too, and said, damn, Dad's making more jack than I thought
I was just happy. I saw 2 years. It was like two more years, a decent Christmas.
Yes, the guy says the non-merry-go-round
Bobby
version
Bob's
of the...
Proud
no, of you. Oh, damn it.
You just swore.
Well, because I saw you reach for the phone.
God.
Well, I missed. I hit the wrong button. So, yeah, you want to get in touch with us, 437-9680, and that's the way to get in touch with us.
UPS Jobs text
call
line.
Call the phone. It's fitty-fitty.
And we got programming. We got programming coming out the wazoo.
Well, first of all.
You should tell people that. And then we need to talk some Governor's Cup.
First of all.
I got some sound.
First of all, the folks at Wing Zone brought chopped up and cooked chickens today. And they're tasty. Adam and his staff dropped off Wing Zone Catering to the studios. The ESPN special is 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $93.9 would be very expensive. That's our station. $9.39. Just walk in, scream at the top of your lungs, ESPN Louisville. They'll give you the deal for $9.39 and happily escort you out. It's called good. It's good for 7 days a week.
Please take a video of that. We'll give you a T-shirt.
When it's this cold outside, stay home. For the love of God, stay in your house and let Wing Zone bring their delicious wings right to you. Do you wonder if you asked them to give it to you? Like, I always wonder how much people would be willing to accommodate you to make a sale. Like, could you call them and say, I want 30 wings. I don't know what other stuff they have on the menu. But please.
Oh, potato wedges.
bring me a bucket of potato wedges. It's like an $85 order. It's probably a pretty big order. But I want you to bring it and hand it to me through the window. Just for no reason. I don't want you to.
Oh, like in
the
special instructions
yes.
part?
Yep. And if the guy comes to the door, you don't answer it. And you'll only take it if he brings it to the window. And it's got to be like a semi-inconvenient window. He's got to like step around a hedge.
What is going on? Well, it seems that delivery man is feeding that dude in a window. You better tip him.
I just wonder if they would finally, at what point you would say, not worth your $85 order, sir. I'm not stepping through the hedges there. It's perfect for the Louisville, Kentucky game watch parties this Saturday. Order online at wingzone.com. Two area locations, Hikes Point and Hess Lane near U of L. And I'm curious about things like that.
I once ordered food. And it wasn't really that inconvenient, but I had to make sure that the person knew, because I was working at a restaurant, to not walk in the front door of the restaurant and deliver the food, because that's a bad look.
Yeah, they're calling out for stuff.
And he ignored my request. And some guy just walked in. And so the hostess is like, can I help you? Yeah, is Nick here? I got an extra large meat lovers. And then people at the bar are like, hey, that looks good. And he's like, no, no.
You ordered food at the restaurant. It's quality.
The kitchen was slammed. And then my supervisor was like, why the blank did he come in the front door? I was like, I told him to come in the side. He got the doors mixed up.
That is classic. Classic. Hey, Valvanos, with Nike taking over MLB uniforms and retooling a lot of the team's look, would you guys want to see the Mets go back to black jerseys? No. I hate the black jerseys because they didn't wear them in the glory days.
Yeah, but they were good when they wore them.
But recently. Yeah, but they were also very good in the World Championship when they wore the white with the royal blue pinstripes.
I do like the pinstripes. Look. The pinstripes are strong.
No, it's a classic look. Makes you look smaller. Bob also shooting skinnier. For the moon with the mixtape today. Dude, the last one was completely improvised. I didn't mean to.
Swear.
We do look. We look out for the opportunity when it lends itself to, you know, for the people listening online who can get a giggle out of it. But that was completely organic. State your business. State your business.
Hey, Brian. Just talking to Nick about some hours that I'm working.
I don't really care about that. Get out.
Hi, Brian.
The Empire Electrons could use a Joe Jablonski at every spot in the lineup. Bet he was a real lunch pail and hard hat type guy. Yes, he was. The French Revolution started with a cake. Would that classify as a war? Okay, but that's not a cupcake war. Puppy Armageddon.
You ever think they did that
cupcake
to be ironic?
War.
Stupid. You know, like, hey, it's cupcakes. What's the opposite? War. Ha 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 ha.
Fabulous. I mean,
what would you
apple
came
pie nuclear wasteland? I mean, what?
No, see, that's going. That's too. That's trying too hard.
Oh, but cupcake wars are not.
Okay, all right, Mr. Executive Producer of Netflix, or I don't know, whatever the hell your station would be called. What would you name the show?
Cupcake Bake Off.
That sounds generic as hell.
And you've watched the British Bake Off shows way better than most of the competition shows here. It's a smash success.
It's
seventh year, and there's nobody having a war in the show. Nobody walks in with a bazooka firing.
They don't do that
in
the other one.
Watch out! It's one of the velvet cake cupcakes hit the deck. I mean, what is that? What is that? It's not a cupcake war. Cupcake war. I mean, it's just stupid.
But, have you seen how many cupcakes they make in that, though? It almost looks like they make little armies of cupcakes.
Just maybe get off my lawn a little bit. You know what? I'm convinced there was a giant. You ever get to the bottom of a drink? Let me see if I can make the sound here. This is the sound. There it is. You get to the bottom of the drink, there's nothing left. All the writers in Hollywood got together and said, yep, you know what? They went to the owners of the studios. That's the noise we got. We got nothing. We got nothing. We're out of ideas. We had Martians. We had all sorts of crap. And now we're out of ideas. I got an idea. How about Want to Sleep with my Mother? Yeah, that's a good show. Put that one on. How about Naked? Let's put a bunch of naked people on an island. There's no reason for them to be naked. But if we put them on, how do you think they'd react? They'd be afraid. That's the name! Naked and Afraid! You got it! Give that guy... Whose nephew is that? Give that guy his own office! Thanks! I got an idea. Hey, look, Joey, I got a Twinkie. Throws it at him. Well, we can't do that. We don't have a deal with Hostess. How about... What else can we throw at each other? Cookies? Too hard. Somebody lose an eye. I got... Cupcakes! That's it! It's cupcakes! It's cupcake war! We got a program! We got a station! I thought maybe we could write a really intricate plot about a couple that has to make a new home for themselves. What are you, nuts? Get the hell out of here! We got Please Sleep With My Sister. That's coming up. That's going to follow Cupcake Wars. Now we got programming. Now
this,
we got a
this
station.
This Wednesday block is going to kill.
I got a game show. Here's the idea. We take 10 people. We ask them all questions. Okay? Whoever misses the most, we punch them right in the jewels. That's now you got a game show. That's quality. We leave a little 5 minutes on the end to watch them roll around a little bit, and then we bring the other 9 people back until at the end we've crippled 9 of them, and then we got one guy left. Don't we have to give him a prize? We'll give him a cupcake. Perfect. That's it. Now you got a game show. I mean, what the hell? What is that? It's absolutely a devoid of any constructive ideas. That's absolutely it. Naked and Afraid. Well, yeah, you jackass. I'm on a strange island with no clothes on. Of course I'm a little uneasy. How about that? That was really profound. Stranded on a highway, blindfolded, and not comfortable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a good premise for a show. Each week we take 5 families, throw them out on I-65 blindfolded, and then we turn the traffic loose. Mayhem ensues. You won't want to miss that. Blindfolded in traffic. It follows, Please Date My Sister. And... take this cupcake and shove it up. Oh, there we go. That's our programming for the day. Naked and Afraid is from the book of Genesis. I don't care. Honest to God, I literally don't care. Okay, there's a whole bunch of things. You know what? You know what's in the Bible? Stoning people. You want to do that next week after Cupcake Wars? It's celebrity stoning. Here's a guy who just made a crappy movie. Let's throw rocks at him until he's unconscious.
Boo!
Please.
Bad movie!
Anyway. If Cupcake Bake Off was on Channel 5 and Cupcake Wars is on Channel 10, I'm going to Channel 10. Okay, well, good. That's why they're... Okay, you're proving my point. We're appealing to the lowest common denominator. So there you go. All right, there's that. So we'll take a break and then we'll do more radio. Thanks for being with us here on ESPN 680 1057.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/SBBlackFriday.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Pulled my headset out there.
I did that all the time. Only in seat one. Seat, well, sometimes seat two, I guess. Occasionally. I got really animated during Sports or Leisure a few times. I'd always break mic two, and I'd always pull my headphones out of mic one.
Guess the V-Show won't be involved in the St. Patrick's Day Italian cream cake massacre. That song, by the way, very interesting. If you go to Facebook, we'll get to that. Facebook's on my mind, so I'm going to talk about that in a second. If you go to YouTube, put that song in, there's a video of Jimmy Buffett talking about that song. And he's setting up the video for the song. And he said, it's a very, very simple video. Very, very simple. And it's a very cool, it's sweet. It's a very sweet story. The girl in it was his girlfriend at the time, who, as at least when he was making this video, is now his wife. I don't know his personal life. Maybe he's been divorced, but it'd be nice if they're still together. That's kind of a sweet story. But everything in the boat is, they had no money. So everything is, he's got this old beater as a truck. It was his truck at the time. They made the video just with the people they lived with. And he had a little boat that was his first boat that he owned. And they shot the video there. And and he said the song that he wrote, the lyrics are about the girl that's in the song that became his wife. So it's a very cool story. If you're not seeing the video before the video, it makes it pretty entertaining. Let's talk about the Facebook for a little bit. My objection to Facebook, the game being on Facebook, is this. I mean, we all look at any situation very, very self-centeredly. That's what we do. That makes perfect sense. We don't really care about if it's going to make them more money. I mean, I said this yesterday about the bowl games. I mean, I care about Vince. I like Vince a lot, and I care about the program. But I'm curious if they go somewhere, if it's just going to entertain me more. That's what I, you know, the fans, I understand it would be better if they play in like the Music City Bowl, because boy, you jump in the car, you drive down there, but there's nothing sexy about that to me. I like to go to someplace exotic and different if I were going to go. But, you know, the Finstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium, that's because for me, seeing a football game at Yankee Stadium, that's pretty awesome. That's one of the most famous sporting venues in the world. The Bahamas Bowl is way, way down the list. I mean, that's like one of the very, very minor bowls, but I would think that would have been a cool place to go. So, but why is that again? Brett, guilty as charged. Before somebody's going, how could you say that? This bowl is way better than that bowl. Maybe it is, but I'm not concerned about my cash payout, because that is much greater in that bowl than the other bowl, because I'm not worried about paying the bills. That's Vince's job. And, you know, lucky enough, if I was able to, I'd want to go to New York rather than just go to Nashville. I'd go to Nashville for the day. In fact, we do that on occasion. I don't get to go to New York or go to Annapolis. Is a great city. Even El Paso, of all places, it'd be warm. It's nice and warm. It's a very quirky little town. That's what I like about that. If not, I mean, it's another football game, and it's an unusual team. I don't want to play Mississippi State again. I'm sick of Mississippi State in the postseason. No more Mississippi State. I've had enough of them. You know, going back to the NIT team and then the bowl games. Enough Mississippi State. Somebody else. Didn't baseball lose them too? I thought baseball lost them too, didn't they? But they did. I mean, it was like they put us out of everything.
It was what, women's basketball?
I don't know. All I know is every time we played them, it was like the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Louisville opponent, Mississippi State. Basketball, Mississippi State. Football, basketball, Mississippi State. It's enough of them. But that's just about me. So it's not, how could you say that? I could say it because I'm being selfish. I'm saying it's more entertaining for me to see somebody different or a different venue. So that's just telling you that's how we look at things. So Facebook is inconvenient for many people. I don't know. Can you watch it on your, like, you have a smart TV. Can you get Facebook on smart TV? Will you be able to watch it on your big screen?
I'm not 100%
Netflix,
sure.
You can watch,
but that's what I was kind of getting at with Locke. I mean, I feel like if you have a Roku or something where you can access Facebook, I thought you can.
If anybody's got, I have Roku, so it's very odd to ask you a question when I own it myself. But if somebody has it out there,
I mean, you can watch YouTube on your TV.
Yeah, but YouTube and Facebook are two different creatures. I don't know that you can watch Facebook on. But here's my thoughts on it.
I'm not sure.
Okay? Here's the thoughts on it.
I've never done that.
Selfishly, it's inconvenient. It's way more inconvenient than back in the day when I got to town. I said this on the program before. I was lucky enough. They asked me to do the games. The games are on Channel 41. They were on Fox 41, the local games. If they weren't on the network, they were on Fox 41. If they and then they moved, they were on and they were nice enough to let me move with them when they moved to HAS 11. And I did them there. And now, I mean, for a few years, and it was okay. At least we understood what they were doing. They had the whatever it was called, but if ESPN didn't want the game, it was a small game. They had the local guys do it. They had Kent Taylor do it and Jody Demling do it. And, you know, it was on Wave, I think, wasn't it? Then they put it on Wave. I think that's where it was. Okay, so even that made sense. Now I don't know what the hell's going on. Those guys only got, I think, two games, maybe one game. I don't even know how many games they got. And all the other ones, best part of the ACC network, but the ACC network does not have like 4 and 5 sub-channels like the SEC network does. I don't know what happens if there's more than one game on at a time. I mean, it's a big league. It's 15 teams going in there. What the hell are they doing? I'm not questioning, like, what are they doing? Like, they don't know what they're doing. I'm just saying, if you don't understand it, there's a lot of fans that don't understand it. All right, so what I would say about, but here's the other thing I will tell you. The world be changing. And if you talk to the people who do this for a living, they will tell you that the future of consuming sports, that's the term they use, consuming, like we're eating it with, you know, dip and, you know, a side dish or something. But that's how they talk about it. You don't watch. It's not television. It's not broadcasting. It's just consuming video. And I get that. Many of you who will be listening to this are not listening while we're doing it live or on terrestrial radio. You're listening on a download. You're listening on a podcast. I get that. And I'm grateful for that. It lets you reach a lot of people. And it's, again, as the consumer, it lets us listen when we want to, where we want to. So it's great. The problem is this, in my opinion. If you give people someplace new to go, you've got to make it so that it is almost impossible for them not to understand how the new system works. Like, if Facebook had a, I don't know, a sub-app or something that was called Facebook Sports, fine. I can groove on that. That makes sense. But, you know, we're all nervous about that. I am especially that way. If I'd never done it before, I have trepidation. Once I've done it, I mean, I went a long time not turning my expense sheet in to ESPN because I didn't know how to do it. It just was just a pain in the ass to try and figure out how. So it became easier just not to do it. So it's the same thing. Once you can figure it out, it may not be a big deal. But right now, you don't know. And I you brought it up yourself. I heard you talk with Locke. If you think it's easy, you go to Facebook and you just type the game. Maybe that's true, but it still leads to questions. Okay, even if I find it that way, can I put it on a television? If you want to watch it in a bar, are they going to be able to show it? Or you, I mean, like somebody said, when you go all crowd around your phone, you're going to put the iPad at your kitchen table.
There's a lot of internet stream games like Loose City.
But they're internet streamed. Through a traditional website, not through an app. Facebook not through is an like app,
a,
right?
Well, yeah, but it's so, also a website. I mean, I really, honest to God, I think they're missing.
The answer is we don't know.
We don't, but I honest to God, I think that we're kind of making a bigger deal about this than it really is. Like what I brought up with Locke was that everybody has Facebook. Those little rinky-dink sites, not that they're rinky-dink, but you know what I mean, where you had to go, you had to watch it on, you know, the Big Ten or ACC3 or all these little, like, websites. I don't think it was widespread and well-known as, like, a Facebook or a YouTube or, I don't know, a Google or Twitter, something along those lines, where there's, I mean, real staple. Like, that app comes on a lot of smart TVs. Like, it's already there as a preset setting.
Okay, well, Nick, what I'm trying to tell you is it may be so simple we laugh about it, but it's
should be on
one
TV.
Of the presidents, 100%. I don't know which one it was. I watched The American Presidents, which, by the way, if you've never watched, is one of the best documentary series ever done by the guy. You'd recognize his voice. I can't remember his name. He played the father on Gilmore Girls. He's since passed away. He narrated a whole bunch of the videos for them, and they do every president. They do a quick bio and history on every president. It was an ongoing thing. I don't know. It's maybe 10, 12, 15 years old. I don't know how old it is. It's fantastic. But one of the presidents, when they put electricity in the White House, would not turn the light switches on. He was convinced he'd electrocute himself. So, I mean, think about that. But that's what ignorance will do. So my point is,
that actually makes sense. As a safety thing, people don't know what the hell they're doing. I'd be a little nervous, too. I mean, brand new technology.
Light switch. He was afraid. And he'd be like,
I know. But knock wood, I don't think Facebook's going to kill me.
No, I don't.
Through some faulty wire.
Is, if you don't know, it may be so simple. But I mean, even as I read the text coming in, that's the whole point. It's not like, here's what you do. Turn the TV on. It's like, here. So someone says, unless there's a Facebook app or channel, you know, something, you'd have to use an HDMI cord to connect your TV to a computer, or maybe connect it to an iPad to the TV. Another one says you can watch Facebook on your TV, but you have to have HDMI connected to your television. Another one says it is available not only on a Roku, but it's not available, excuse me, on Roku. Facebook Live is not available on Roku, but it is available on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Samsung Smart TVs, and Xbox One. But I mean, they're perfect. Why is it not available on Roku, by the way?
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
That's Slinger, isn't that another one? The Slingbox?
Slingbox,
yeah.
Most smart TVs have a web browser built in and can access any website, but that speaks to your point. I know. So on my phone, I know you can do that. You can go to the internet. Can I just go to the internet, type in www.facebook.com, and I'll be able to watch this game?
See, I kind of thought that, and I thought Facebook Live was part of Facebook, but you know what? I stream pressers all the time as a backup feed here.
And
they work, but I do that off of Facebook. I don't do that off Facebook Live, so I don't know. I've never actually used Facebook Live. I think so. I think it's actually their streaming video service.
When I first were, you know, we were apart and we were going through some really financial issues, and I was trying to cut down back on everything possible. I did not get any of the sports channels. I got the most basic, and in fact, I didn't even have television connected to my apartment. I just had internet. And there's a bunch of websites where you can watch live sporting events on the internet. Every game was such an adventure for me to try and figure out.
The Russian websites?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It would take me 30 minutes to try and figure out how to do it. Sometimes it would be a little tiny corner of the screen.
Yeah.
And I couldn't
covered by porn ads.
Some of, if I could get it full screen, but it have ads popping up. So my point is...
your computer off the top is just like, really? Like,
so my point
you're
is...
You're nuts. I've got 50 viruses.
About this, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to do it, and I'm sure maybe if you know... But it's not always that easy. I want to say this real quick. Yes, the package, thank you. It was Ron, right? Thank you for that package, Ron. I don't know what...
we're not sure it was Ron. It just said R.
All right, what's R?
Mr. Neely.
Mr. Neely. Thank you, Mr. Neely. We did get it yesterday. It's outstanding. The sweater's hilarious. It's a Ranger sweater
so
that lights
cool.
up. Nathan said I should wear it for the entire month of December. I should never take it off. It's just... It's hilarious. It's Ranger slippers. It's very generous of you. It's a Carmelo Anthony gnome that I think we all agree looks a whole hell of a lot more like Sonny Liston than it does Carmelo Anthony, but I digress. It's still very generous of you.
Ronnie Hillman.
Yes. I don't know what prompted you to do that, but it was very kind of you. Thank you. So would you like some Empire Electron merchandise? And in gratitude, we'd be happy to send you something. So, all right, ID and then more. Thanks for being with us. Hey, thank you, by the way. Thank you. When a guy's really good at pisses me off. I don't remember his name. And the texters get dead nailed it. The guy's name was Edward Herman. He was the guy who narrated all that stuff. Oh, my God. I'm going to, you know what? We'll find it. We will play him doing the intro of the American president. When you hear his voice, you go, oh, that's who you're talking about? Yes. So we'll do that on the other side. ESPN 680-1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.